بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ألا أدلكم على ما يمحو الله به الخطايا ويرفع به الدرجات قالوا بلى يا رسول الله قال إسباغ الوضوء على المكاره وكثرة الخطى إلى المساجد وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة فذلكم الرباط فذلكم الرباط رواه مسلم Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, should I not inform you, should I not show you such an action through which Allah Ta'ala will wipe out your sins and through which Allah Ta'ala will raise your ranks. So such actions through which Allah Ta'ala will wipe out your sins and by doing those actions Allah will raise your ranks in the hereafter. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed. So Rasulullah sallam explained in three actions. First, performing a thorough wudu in adverse circumstances. In other words, making a wudu complete, making the faraid properly, all the sunan properly, the mustahabbat of wudu, the keeping in mind the adab of wudu, washing our limbs correctly, fully, properly, making sure nothing is left dry. And once a person makes his wudu thoroughly, correctly, this hadith, alal makarihi, despite adverse circumstances, for example, it's extremely cold, bitter cold, in those countries where the winter is very, very severe, especially at Fajr time, and sometimes there may be no hot water, at that time to make your wudu, it is extremely challenging, it is an adverse situation, despite that the person still makes his wudu correctly, thoroughly, properly. The second thing, وَكَثَرَةُ الْخُطَىٰ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ, taking many steps to the masjid. So as we mentioned this, the previous ahadith, wherein Rasulullah gave a lot of glad tidings for those people who walk to the masjid. So the more steps a person takes towards the masjid, here also it is mentioned that this is an action through which his sins will be forgiven and his ranks will be raised. And the third one is waiting for a salah after having performed a salah. Now for example, we had just said Fajr salah. If a person waits for Zuhur salah, after reading Fajr salah, he doesn't want to go home. He remains in the masjid waiting for the next salah. So obviously, Fajr and Zuhur is a long gap between the both salah. But we can do it at least from Asr to Maghrib, or Maghrib to Isha. We should try and do this because this is the virtue that a person's sins will be forgiven and his ranks will be raised. Then Rasulullah mentioned twice, فَذَلِكُمُ الْرِبَاطِ فَذَلِكُمُ الْرِبَاطِ. Ribat was when the person or few people were selected and they would guard the Muslim army against any spies, against any enemy that would attack them. So the Muslim army has camped somewhere and obviously the people will be resting at night, sleeping. So during that time, a few people will be guarding and they will have to remain awake and not remain awake only. They are risking their lives because any enemy can come and attack them. So they have to be vigilant, they have to be awake, alert, they have to be ready for any attack. If they fall off asleep and then the enemy attack, obviously the entire Muslim army will be destroyed. So it's a very challenging thing. The circumstance there is very, very challenging. Rasulullah mentioned in this hadith, you do these three things, then this is in essence ribat, like how the reward a person gets who risks his life and he stands there guarding the Muslim army against the enemy. The great reward that has been mentioned in the hadith there, here also the person will get that type of reward. ونبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا رأيتم الرجل يعتاد المساجد فاشهدوا له بالإيمان. قال الله تعالى إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر إلى آخر الآية. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if you see a person who frequents the masjid, you see a person frequenting the masjid, then testify that he is a person of iman. فَاشْهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling us that we must testify that that man now is a person, a true believer. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, only those, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Only those who believe in Allah and the last day, they are the ones who attend the masjid. They are the ones who make the masjid, as we say, abad. They are the ones who are frequenting the masjid, sitting in the masjid, making tilawat, dhikr, and dua, engaging in salat, nafil, sunnat, etc. So a person who is frequenting the masjid, acts, for example, there are some people, mashallah, we see they are the pillars of the masjid. Wherever you ask, where is that certain person? But he's in a masjid, you'll find him in the masjid. So it's not only salat times, but even out of salah, you find the person is frequenting the masjid. So this hadith also teaches us the great virtues of frequenting the masjid, making the masjid abad, for of course, dhikrullah, tilawat of Quran, imparting dini knowledge, etikaf, etc., etc. Such a person, Rasulullah said, we must give testimony that he is a believer. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.